podcast could seem offensive if your funny box is broken. Bring a thick skin to dinner. Bon appetit.
Pointless podcast.
Well, that's it.
I can't call him.
She's only 17. 17. That's Winger.
Wow.
It's a 7.
Wow.
What? You didn't
listen to Winger? I don't know what you were talking about.
No,
I'm
said,
not
well,
familiar.
Seven, she's, well, it's
not
only
familiar
seven.
With that song.
You're not?
I'm really
you
not.
You work at a music store.
I'm not.
You're not familiar with Kip Winger?
I'm familiar with Winger as the group, but okay. I was not familiar with that song.
Man, that was a group. See, I think you missed.
They have four albums.
Really?
They just released four. Like,
did they just release four?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Last year, they released four.
They recorded four albums in 1 year. Is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, number four is their fourth album. Like,
well, that makes sense.
Winger, four, is their fourth album.
Oh, that's what they called it.
Yes.
Okay, because that sounded really dumb.
No.
They're still together?
I don't know. What else are they going to do?
Get a job?
I'm Kip Winger. I think I'd be really good bagging groceries. I have goals.
Oh, I mean, he could paint, I'm sure.
Well, the artwork on the album is
I mean,
really
he's
good.
A good. He's a good-looking cat.
I've never seen. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they're.
So you're not. You're not familiar with that song 17. That was like their big hit, and he had on this shirt that was like it's a blouse.
Blouse.
It was all open, and it was very windy, and he's playing this guitar. Just a blouse.
Your blouse.
Is that French?
Camiso blouse.
Is that a French
blouse? I don't know.
Blouse. Blouse.
Blouse. I don't know. That's an interesting word. Like, why do we use that? Why didn't just bit shirt?
Oh, no, go south and put on your bitch shirt. Oh, you mean the blouse?
Yeah.
Blouse. I like blouse. Saying it. I like blouse. Saying it. Blouse. Blouse.
It's the mystery of the bra holding two things, panties holding one. You know?
That is a mystery.
You know, we put on pants because we have two legs.
Pants. It's plural.
Yeah, but if you're like, a girl, I want to see you in your panties, but it's only covering one thing.
The main thing.
The main thing. The main ingredient, if it's you will. Add a little baby batter, you got a pie.
That's the main course.
It's a pie.
It is a pie.
And then you have bra, which is clearly holding, hopefully, two items.
We can hope. We can dream.
We can dream that it's holding two, and it's singular.
Bra.
It should be panty
and bras.
Wow. I did some research on it.
You really? You did?
I thought about it. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, wait. Okay. You thought about doing it. So you just say the first shit that comes to your head.
I really do.
I did some research. Did you? I thought about it. I've been reading up on some books. You're ridiculous. I mean, I know you're pedantic, but I mean, it's yeah. Still, you still lie about books.
I lie about books.
So we have a topic today.
All right.
And this is our self-given topic. That's too much rambling!
Release the emergency topic.
I'll say that my car is spoiled. I have spoiled my car. If you see me zipping around town, you will notice what I've done to my car. It is complete. What? It's completely decked out. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
It's decked out. It's fit for racing.
What keeps you low to the ground?
I have a spoiler on my car, and it makes it sporty. Now it's a four-cylinder, but at the speeds that I get to, that sucker's it's keeping me on the asphalt.
Yeah, you get into those upper 60s.
And it's holding the back of the car down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how it does that. Like, what does a spoiler do to keep you
purely
low?
Aesthetic.
Purely. No, but I've heard.
You've heard things.
I've heard that it does keep you, like, you know, it does something.
Not in a four-cylinder, though.
Well, no, but, you know, I mean, I think spoilers are just silly.
They're silly.
And why are they called spoilers?
Well, you're spoiling.
Why do they call it
a
tail fin? You know, I mean, that's kind of cooler.
I just call it bullshit, because if you're not racing, maybe these cats are racing, like these people, these too fast,
yeah.
Too curious people that, yeah, I'm just not into all that, you know, I can appreciate it,
yeah.
But that's a lot of money.
Well, I just don't get all these people. I mean, and you know, I know cars are art and that kind of stuff. I do respect people that rebuild, but some of these people are just, you know, they get these cars and they get all these exhaust pipes and all this stuff to make the car go fast. At the end of the day, you can only go 70 miles an hour.
To work.
Yeah, it's like, and you're there. And exactly. You're there. Yeah, you're peeling out to go right around the corner.
You spoiled all the way to work.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your spoiler. You've shown everybody how cool you are.
And for what? I mean,
well, I will say this. This is for what? Because a lot of bitches are attracted
to bullshit,
to dumbasses.
Yeah. Well, it's like a crow. A female crow always goes to the nest with the most glittery bullshit.
Glittery.
Yeah.
I've never seen a crow like, I'll just sprinkle some glitter here.
It's, you know, whoever has the most string.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pony show.
It's silly. It is a pony show.
That's why we're single and, you know, lonely. We're lonely.
A car is a visual vagina vault.
V3. It's a V3.
It is. It's a visual vagina vault.
You get it in there.
You lock it down.
You lock down.
If you have a good car, that's all it takes. It doesn't take intelligence. I mean, you could beat her. You could probably beat her.
She's going to stay with you because it's spoiled. Your car is
spoiled. You have a spoiler. Yeah. He hits me, but he spoiled his car. He has a spoiler.
And I look cool with him because that's what matters.
Well, it does matter because Lord knows that things like looks.
Oh, that's so old hat.
Exactly. That looks. Doesn't. And it'll be the same. The same way I look now, I dare you.
Looks on a male, it's just a fad.
I dare you. Come visit me in 30 years.
Up's going to be
a mess. It won't even know.
It's going to be a mess, I think. I mean, you're a mess now.
Can you imagine?
I try not to. I want to sleep eventually.
I'll be a fright. I'll be a fright.
I've never put money into my car.
I mean, dressing it up. I think I bought, like, I think I did buy one of those, like, little fuzzy wheel covers one time that said Princess. Seriously. Because I had a truck that it had all this pink stuff I got.
Were we hanging out then? I don't remember that.
This has been forever ago.
Okay.
It might have been on old car. I don't remember. We're talking years ago.
But Princess, did it now, it had, like, when you were at the store, right next to it, was there one that said Prince and you just made a deliberate decision?
Yeah, I made a deliberate decision to get one that said Princess. Because awesome. I had, like, fuzzy pink dice and I was trying to be as ridiculous as possible, as if the people that are listening Mission don't think I'm gay enough. But I like to be intentionally. If you're going to be laughed at, just make sure they're really
steal their thunder.
Yeah, they're getting really a hearty har har.
That's a lot of thunder.
Well, I like to steal. At least half of me does.
I had to, one of my hubcaps, because I have those plastic crappy hubcaps on my car, and I did something. I jumped a curb, which I don't normally do. I'm an okay driver, but I jumped a curb and it went spinning off into oblivion or something, and I had to go to Walmart. Because I'm not going to buy some, like, rims, you know. But I went to Walmart to get some plastic replacements, and I have since scuffed those up. So the car looks even cheaper. You know, because for some reason, rims do make a difference.
They do make a difference. They literally, like, just unscrew, like, the Hot Wheels rims
up
the
You put them up to it, and you just kick it. And it pops into place. Yeah, there's no, like, you could steal them, but no one would. No one would. My lawnmower man.
Who put him on his ride?
Speaking of which.
Is he back?
No. Actually, I did see him mowing someone else's yard. I wonder if he conned them. No, someone has been using this water faucet behind my house. Like, there's you know the house back there?
Yeah.
There's another house back there, and I guess they're trying to rent it or sell it or whatever, but people keep doing work on the house. I don't know if I've told you this, like painting and whatnot. Well, I saw some nefarious character outside of my window, and I just got out of the shower, so there's no way I was going to go out and tackle him. But he had, like, piercings and tattoos, but in a bad way. You know, it's just like, that cat is up to some nothing. So I look out, and I'm butt-ass naked, so I stay inside. But he's totally using my faucet, and this is a faucet coming out of the ground. And
yeah, you're having to pay bills on this.
I got
to
pay a water bill. Well, there's a trash can on top of that, and it's, like, duct taped up. It's like, please don't use this faucet. I mean, I didn't do that. It was like that when I got here.
Yeah.
No, they just undo the duct tape, and they keep taking the trash can off. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck? That's my water. I'm paying for some cat to use my water. So I let it slide. I just go back out there and put the trash can back on. They keep using it. Well, then another incident. I come home, and the woman next door is like, why is my hose attached to your faucet? Some dude took her hose off her house and attached it to my water faucet and was using it. And I'm like, I have no clue. That's ridiculous that someone, you know, I mean, it was a nice hose, you know, as far as hoses go.
Right.
So the other day I see this guy like mowing the lawn back there.
Mm-hmm.
And that someone had plugged up another hose to the faucet, and I just paid my water bill, and it was actually water went up. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
Staple. It's a staple bill of mine. It's like $35. I went to pay it the other day. I didn't even look at the thing, and it was $46.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what are you guys putting gasoline in it or something? Why? I mean, why would water be more? So when I got home and I saw that plugged up, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to be Chuck Norris about it. I'm going to go out there and fix it. So I Stallone my way out, and I've got in my hand some duct tape, a permanent marker, some paper. I was going to write a nasty note, like, don't use my damn water, and a sock. I was going to put a sock over that. And I was going to MacGyver this thing shut. I mean, if I had a welder, I probably would have welded it shut. I'm just so sick of this. But I go out there, and the dude stops mowing. And I was like, oh, I didn't know anybody was living there. And he actually turned out to be a pretty nice cat. And the cool thing about it, and because so many people suck in this world.
Yeah, only the good ones.
Yeah, every once in a while, someone will do something cool. And this day was cool because I came back up and I started working on a project. And I listen, and then I hear someone mowing my yard. And I'm like, oh, God, not again. He's mohawking my yard, and he's conning me into mowing my yard again. And so I run to the window. And it's that guy. He's actually doing me a solid. I was like, you know, because he offered to pay. He's like, I'll pay you the, you know, let me pay your water bill. I was like, no, it's not about money. It's just principles. You know, someone's using my water. They're not even asking me, you know? And I said, I don't want your money. I didn't know what was going on. I said, if all you're doing is like, because he said, oh, I'm sorry. I just had to wash my hands. Like, you know, if that's all you're doing, that's fine. It's just no one's asking me. It just seems a little rude. So instead of paying my bill or whatever, he just mowed my lawn. Of course, he missed a little bit, but I can't complain, you yeah. know? Like, he didn't mow this little strip over here, but he got the biggest part. I was like, you know what? That cat's all right. You know? Good for him.
Yeah.
So that was – I didn't get a chance to – because when I went outside to thank him, he was gone, just like that. Like the wind. It was magic. I didn't wow. get to thank him, but nice cat, at least.
And that was the one with the piercings and stuff?
No. Apparently, the guy that was mowing he actually owns that building. And he was just tidying up or whatever. But he hires nefarious characters to actually
do the work.
Do the work. Gotcha. And those gotcha. Are people that are blatantly stealing.
Well.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know how I got on that.
I don't either.
I don't know.
It's funny.
But I did see the con man mowing someone else's. He added rims to his lawnmower. They were plastic, though. You can just like kick them in. Yeah, yeah. Are we ready for story hour?
Sure.
All right.
Story hour.
But quicker.
What was yours?
Oh, it's my mine might
yours
be a
more
quicker.
Just kind of anecdotal.
Yeah. Well, ha. 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 Ho. Basically, what had happened was, as everyone knows, when it comes to the ladies, I'm like batting .001.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what about me says.
I know.
Okay, I don't know. He knows. I don't know what about me saying, like, screw me over. But that's what I'm saying. So I've gone from, like, a state of elation to nothingness, back to a state of elation, back and forth. And, but one thing did
cheer
me up.
Did you say elation?
Is it elation? No, well, not elation.
You can be elated. Oh, I thought you said elationness.
No, elation. A state of elation.
Okay, I just heard what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, you just wanted me to be dumb. I want you to be dumb. Well, I've been getting up like every morning trying to like work out, haven't eaten fried foods.
Doing good.
I'm doing good. I cut my hair, took out my nose ring. I'm trying to look, move in that direction to be more of an eligible bachelor.
Is that why you got a hamster with a peppermint scarf on your arm tattoo?
Yeah. Okay. So that's another thing is that now every tattoo I get, apparently it's like I get really emotional about these girls. And I've started spending my grocery money on these tattoos. And I've got this, like, decapitated bunny head, a zombie with his ass facing, and all this is, like, on my forearm. Like, blatantly in your face.
It's something.
I have a gopher coming out of a hole in the center of my, like, where my arm bends.
With a peppermint scarf.
With a peppermint scarf on. You know, that's how I kick it. But I was feeling really down, and I was like, man, I just don't get why these girls are just treating me this way. And I end up going to Blockbuster. Blockbuster Video.
Are you going to say the place?
Well, I already said it.
It's said now.
Oh, it's too late. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to research. They're going to look up.
All right, screw it.
All right, so I go to this place.
Now? A little late.
And what do I see? What do I see? But this girl who I never really got, you know,
totally
resolution.
Involved with.
Totally involved with.
Okay.
I didn't really get totally involved. We went on a couple of dates. We dated for like, I don't know. I don't even know if we consider us dating.
Minor friction occurred.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I really like you a lot. You're okay.
Heavy petting? Would you say heavy petting?
Heavy petting went on. Mm-hmm. Heavy petting went on. Could have led to something else. I was a gentleman. I stopped it. I was like, let's see what happens. Nothing ever happened because I stopped it.
Okay. Appetizers, not main course.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And she just kind of disappeared forever to date.
Losers. Was there an exchange of belly spackle?
There was not an exchange
of
belly spackle.
Okay. All right. We got this.
She disappeared into the night.
Into the ether.
Into the, yes. And I haven't seen this girl in like years, like 5-6 years at least. And, you know, she was attractive back in the day. Hmm. Not so much now. I walk in there and I see this thing bending over. I see this thing bending over behind the counter.
You're just mad at girls right now.
It's a blimp of khaki.
Oh.
And, you know their outfits.
Oh, like,
you've seen the outfits. And
this one was just really big.
It was really big. I didn't know who it was. I'm like, God, you know, who's the...
No.
Who's the big girl behind the counter? No offense.
Because you like them big.
Because I like some big girls.
Some, just not this
I
one.
I like some big girls. But this girl, she lifts her face up, and it's like, damn! You know, it's like instantly, I felt like my nether regions got excited. My face popped a smile, and I was like, wow, I made a good choice not to call her back.
Wow. You got excited.
I got excited because I was like, man, that is someone I don't need to be with. Because, you know, it just, she has added on like 100-something pounds. You know, just looks a hot ass mess.
Mm.
I mean, you've seen her. Yeah. You saw her before and saw her after.
See, I don't really know the girl.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Visually, that's a divorce.
No, I'm not attracted to her, yeah.
No.
That's a divorce.
That is a divorce.
That's a divorce.
That's a divorce. That's a mess waiting to happen. And it's like she knew who I was, and she like didn't want...
She was probably embarrassed.
Oh, wouldn't you be? Wouldn't you be? I'm like getting up early to exercise. Bitches getting up early to eat nuggets. She's waking up bright and early to eat donut holes and nuggets. You know, I'm like, how big, you know, I'm pumping iron, you know.
I've seen you fat.
You have. And Lord knows I'm not going back.
Well, I've heard, my dad was a large man. My dad was F-A-T fat.
He was a fat man.
He was fat. And he lost, when he got cancer, he lost a lot of weight. And he said, I'm not going back to that size. He jogged himself right back to that size. But, I mean, because some people can't help it. Some people, you know, it's hard to lose.
But
thin for a long time.
She was thin for a long time.
Do you know if she's had a kid?
I don't think she has because, like, people I know kind of know her.
Do you
know
if she ate a kid?
Probably. It's probably still inside. But, I mean, this girl just, and the thing about it is that the weight didn't go, you know, normally it'll just, you know, you kind of.
It didn't go
up
to somewhere interesting, like breasts.
No, not at all. This, like, totally, it just, like, it reached her hips.
And camped.
And set up a shop. Brought an RV. Yeah. And set up an RV in her hips. And, I mean, because it's just like, you just see, you're just thinking, damn. Mm-hmm. It's like flat chest, the widest hips the world has ever seen.
And now, before, she was a pretty petite, huh?
She was a very small girl. I mean, this girl is blimped up. And unless she has some kind of...
Maybe.
Problem.
Maybe.
I don't want to laugh, but I already did.
Too late.
I'm sorry. So, fellas, if you want to feel good about yourself, try to find some of these ex-girlfriends that were mean to you.
That not so much.
And not... Yeah, exactly. And then look at them. And I promise you, you'll feel better. Like, for me, it has done wonders.
It has. You've been in a much better mood.
I've been a much better... I tattoo a gopher on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
This is the regimen.
Regimen. You spend your grocery money on a tattoo and visit your overweight ex-girlfriend. And
right as rain.
Yeah, what's so funny about it is when I first met her, like, 8 years ago or whatever, she was working at a Blockbuster Video. 8 years later... She's like 200 pounds bigger.
Something's changed. Something's
done. Working at a Blockbuster Video. So that's my story. You'll feel better about yourself.
And that's what it's all about. I usually go to Walmart late at night to feel better.
To see those monsters and freaks.
Well, I mean, it's like the person who is, because I go frequently very late at night, 2-3 in the morning. And there's always like the same two people, the greeters, and they are dead inside.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't be with that shit ass job?
Well, but I mean, they're already.
And they're nice. Actually, I mean, like one of the ladies, I mean, she's actually nice. She just doesn't have a lot of personality. But I mean, it's 3 in the morning.
Well, and also you probably, you know, just think how many times you have to be friendly to someone.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's too much to ask of someone to be, oh, hey, how are you doing? Hope your shopping goes well.
Yeah. Welcome to Walmart. It's like you have to do that every time. Like,
I'm here every night. It's, you don't.
But you know what? I'm glad that there's jobs like that because it does give elderly people something to do.
This bitch ain't elderly. I mean, she's just.
Oh. Well, normally during the day, there's elderly people.
Actually, it's the woman that's always wearing some kind of white trash treat in her hair.
White trash treat.
Well, it's just like, I saw this and I thought it was so cute.
She has like
this little panda bear with a butterfly wing on it or something. You know, it's always something really weird. I'm like, oh, that's
cute. She has like, I know she has like the balloon ribbon.
Yeah, it's always something like special. Yeah. It's something special in her hair.
Well, it's an adornment.
And then when I leave, there's nobody else in the store really.
Yeah.
And I leave and I'm like, can I see your receipt? And I just want to toss it to them, you know, like here, because they just scan it like they do at Sam's or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right. It's like, if you're going to waste my time, it's a waste of my time.
It's dumb. It's like, it's just like in my store, we hold, if a customer brings in like a shopping bag, we hold all bags behind the counter, you know, regardless, we don't discriminate, whatever. So, but you know, we always try to like make sure we get everyone's bag so that no one's like, oh, this person, you know, whether they're elderly, young, black, white, whatever, you know, we grab your sack and put it behind the counter. So, you know, I guess that's what they're trying to do is like, and the thing is that people that are going to steal.
It doesn't, I mean, they've already stolen at that point.
Yeah, they're going to steal regardless. I mean, but.
I guess it's to make them feel like, well, what if I get caught at the receipt lady?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, what are they going to do?
To make you wear a balloon ribbon knot thing.
No, I seriously doubt it.
She's not letting that go. All right, so you have a story.
Yeah, so this story is actually about you and, Anthony has a unique ability. I'm going to try to make this quick. It's been a while since this happened, so I'm probably glaze over it quicker. But Anthony has an uncanny ability to rationalize and convince himself of certain things, and it creates a unique perspective on life. It's a walk in the cake. So he wanted to get – he likes scare games. I like scare games. He bought – used? Was it used?
Think so.
He bought this game called Fatal Frame on PlayStation 2 back before we upped it to 360. And he was excited about this game because it was going to be scary. So Eric and Anthony and I were over at my place. I had a PlayStation 2 and he brings it over and we cut the lights off. And
set the mood.
And because it's a really dark game. It's one of the darkest games. And I don't mean content wise. I just mean like visually. It's just like you start out in this dense black darkness and you're like this little Asian character or girl or whatever, and so we're in the dark, I'm on my laptop, and Eric is just kind of watching intently, just, you know, to sort of see what's going on here. And Anthony, it's like really quiet for a while because this game obviously sucks. It is not scary. It is not fun. And Anthony has just spent $15 on it. And instead of being down about it, Anthony usually wants to convince himself that something is all right. So I get off the laptop and I start watching the game. I was like, wow, this really does suck. And Anthony gets a camera in the game. There's no weapons. There's a camera. You take pictures of ghosts and you catch them in poses and shit. It's just, it's a weird, you know, concept, and I don't think it's very successful the way they did it. But Anthony has convinced himself that he didn't waste $15, that he keeps looking at us for our reaction. And he's like, all right, this is okay. And you can see it in his face, like, it is not okay. This game is horrible. And he gets, like, what'd you get, a filament or something for your camera?
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
You get, we upgraded to a different type of film.
Lens. You get
a different lens. And he says, you know what? I like the fact that I don't have a weapon. And he was serious. I like the fact. Like, this cat has just convinced himself that a game where you take pictures of ghosts is actually entertaining. And it's just amazing to watch because you really do believe it. You do your little tap. You tap your leg. That big nod. I like the fact that I don't have it. It's different.
Then it was like the next day. Yeah, he gets to the next.
I go into his workplace and I don't know what I was doing there. And he said, so I played Fatal Frame for a few more hours. I'm like, really? Because he refuses to waste that money. He'll play it even if it's horrible. And then he said, and he was still serious about this too. He said, I think I'm about to be scared. Like, there was something coming up in the game that was gonna get you.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to play it as much as I could, and I just got to a point where it was like, I couldn't even fool myself.
Which is a task.
Yeah, I mean, you had to, like, get a different kind of, like, film. Like, certain kinds of film would hurt the ghosts more. If you took, like, a bad picture of them, it hurt them more. And they had this little, like, center of the screen where it's like, oh, it was called the Fatal Frame. And that's why it's called that.
All right.
And the ghost would have to basically get into, like, the little circle center of the lens at the exact moment
that
the flash went off, and it would, like, hurt them a lot.
Could you imagine pitching that game?
It's so crazy that there's three games. I mean, it's Fatal Frame.
It's a series.
Yeah, it's three games like that. I mean, it has potential. It just did not work out. Now, granted, I did not play the first one, and I have not played the last one.
You think by the third time they would have had it gotten it down, though.
I haven't played the third one. The one I played was the second one. So to me, it'd be like the Resident Evil games were horrid.
But the one on PlayStation 2, the
Resident Evil
awesome.
4 was amazing. Right. So I don't want to knock the whole thing.
I kind of do.
But you know, I mean, the first Resident Evil, I did not like. Like, the little, like, up is down, left is right kind of crap.
Yeah, some bullshit.
I hate that. You can only care. You have to, like, find typewriter
but I'm sure
to say
when it first came out,
it was revolutionary.
I like the fact.
I need a green herb.
That I don't know where I'm going.
Exactly. Bullshit.
I like the fact. You do it with girls. You'll convince yourself.
Oh, my God.
You do it with everything. You'll convince yourself.
Anything. Well, I think in my life, just everything is so shitty that if I don't convince myself.
I'd jump off a bridge.
You know?
We've only got one. You live right around the corner.
I know. I live right around the corner from it. I'd be on constant bridge patrol.
It's a dangerous balance.
I know. I'd be on constant bridge patrol.
All right. That's it. Go do something more productive with your time. Go rent Planet Earth. It's a good DVD. I just finally got through it.
It's true.
You don't like that kind of shit.
I do. I do. It just makes me, I was about to say effing sleepy. It just makes me really.
We've been.
Yeah, it makes me fucking tired.
Okay.
You know?
You do. You fall asleep.
I get, every time I watch
the
it.
The woodchuck eats 15 wigworms. And you're like,
well, it's like, I find it beautiful and interesting. But there's no tits or anything in it. I mean, there's some woodchuck tits.
They should have a nature show where and there's a small box at the bottom right where there's some porn going on.
So I think people would watch that.
PIP, picture in picture, porn in picture.
And people would, I think it would be educational. You could learn two things at once. It's like, I really get interested, and I have, like, stayed awake through several of them.
You have.
But normally, when I do watch them, it's normally, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And it's like, let's watch, you
I'll
know,
watch, like, three or four back
Let's
to back.
Watch Seawater, or whatever, and it's like.
It's some amazing shit.
It's amazing, but they're like, the elusive mussel is in the
coral. The elusive mussel
is in the coral reef. Let's see what happens when the clownfish enters. You know? And then it's like, oh, what's this?
You see it being like pushed out onto the screen with a stick?
Yeah, it's like pushed out. Exactly. And then it's, you know, all of a sudden this great white.
Because how do they get some of those camera angles? And obviously they got to know a little about what's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, they must spend a lot of money. I mean, I find it captivating. Like visually interesting. Like, that I live on this place. You know, this is going on around me. The problem is, you know, I open my window and there's like 10 black people dancing in the street blocking traffic.
That happened.
It actually happened. You know, people are getting shot at Sonic.
So, that, I mean, you know, jungle of a different sort. Concrete jungle.
Exactly. What do you do?
You know, I think they should rename planet Earth Places I Ain't Going. Because it's some scary shit out there.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I mean, I'd love to go where, you know, that place in Africa or whatever that was, like, boiling sulfuric acid or whatever. I mean, just visually. Oh, the
cave thing? What?
It was, like, the lowest point on Earth or something.
Oh, that was crazy.
Darfur. Or
Darfur, yeah.
I mean, that's...
You don't want to go to Darfur.
Well, I mean, I would like to fly over it and see it.
Okay, that's it. It's so stupid. Later.
Well, that's it.
I can't call him.